Unit 3, Passage 1. Americans fight for their independence. King George III was the English monarch, when American colonists began to grow impatient with English rule. Even colonists who were eager for independence were cautious at first because they did not want a war. But not all colonists despised British rule. Nearly one-third of them believed they should stay loyal to the king. The first fight took place between 700 British soldiers and a small army that consisted of 70 American volunteers called Minutemen. The site of the battle was Lexington, Massachusetts. In 1780, the American general Benedict Arnold took part in a treacherous plot that nearly cost the lives of 3,000 American soldiers. After overcoming many obstacles, the Americans defeated the British and King George recognized the United States as an independent nation. Passage 2. A view from high above. As we look down from the rocky bluff, we could see a small herd of wild ponies trotting in a field far below us. We were so high above them that they looked like miniature horses. One gray mare straggled behind the rest of the herd to protect her young foal. Passage 3. A getaway for presidents. Since 1942, American presidents have used a quiet cabin retreat in Maryland as a haven from the summer heat of Washington, D.C. My Uncle David has vivid memories of the occasion when President Eisenhower renamed the retreat Camp David to honor the president's grandson. A crisis might cause the president to postpone a planned visit to Camp David until the situation is under control.